days between master and disciples will be presented in English and Chinese, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Chinese, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Croatian, Czech, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南。北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延的山峰、美丽的水墙、甲雕刻金玉的庙宇。中部地区有绝色的美景，闪耀的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心，到今嘛仍然保存着真多早期移民当初伫遮时的传统。
佛摩沙有成千上万的人伫修行观音法门，如今嘛已经因为经济独立甲伊的实力，受到国际上的注目甲尊重，努力修行的功德嘛已经为这片土地带来欢迎甲富裕。你在修行人的诚心甲功德，苏佛摩沙享受着安定祥和的福报。2007年年初，陈哈布上师回应着阮世界会会员圣地的渴望，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，带来自全世界大约10,000名世界会会员以及贵宾，在佛摩沙欢庆第一年的古历新年。
在这个吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。陈哈布上师颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗莫斯，国是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员何厚生阿瓦雷兹。表彰因伫咧菲律宾对优诺难民所做的牺牲义举。伫庆祝典礼了后，国际站刷落举行。陈哈布上师甲世界会会员斗阵打造为全世界的和平祈祷。2007年2月22日是青海日，会员以精彩的表演节目盛大庆祝这个节日。
今晚我们邀请你聆听青海布上师对我们世界会会员所做的开始，主题是主宰家里的命运。1995年10月，公在佛摩沙西欧。
So I hope you have enjoyed whatever the situation was. And after you left here, perhaps you would bring something back to your country or your family. And let them know that practicing the Kuan Yin method is really good for you. If they see you radiant with love and energy and passion for beauties, virtues and truth, they will know that the path we are following is a true path and is very beneficial. There's no need to preach much except to be an example. Actually,an example is the best, the best. Even though in these days I have tried to see you as much as possible, but I feel you want to let me know that you don't have enough. Is that not true? But you know yourself, I also have to do my things.And like parents to the children, you can't stick around them all day long. You can't be with them while they are in the school You can't always be with them while they are in the examination. You can't be with them while they are out dating with girl boyfriends, etc., etc. So there are time for each other, and there are time to be alone, I think. And I think you all realize that even though it is good to be together, it is better sometimes to be separated. There is a song in English, yeah? It says, if you don't go away, how can I miss you? And the love for the parents, the love from the parents to the children, is that sometimes they have to leave them alone, to learn their mistakes, to yearn for the reunion, and to have space and time to grow. That's why sometimes we have to be away from each other, huh? Yes. But I hope we see each other again. Yeah. But you really feel so good?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy and honored that we have achieved the purpose of hospitality and spiritual offering, huh? Yeah, that makes you feel good in all aspects. Try to organize yourself, that's the most important, yeah? It's already a great blessing from God. There's such a great gathering of people come together from different background, country, ethical habits, as well as a religious belief, and come together and became like one in these 7 days at least. And there has been no incident of any kind, you know, and that's what has been so quietly living together. So I think we should thank God for the blessing that we have. And we thank you for the cooperation. Yes, I thank God and thank you very much for everything that you have brought. Understanding that you offer, and for every cooperation that you muster in these difficult days. It's okay to be busy, huh? It's all right. Actually, when we are very busy, we more concentrate than when we're not busy. Don't you think so? For example, sometimes when I see you only very a short time, huh? Even though in these days I saw you twice or three times a day, and sometimes very short, because what my time is only that much for everything else. Everything takes my time. Not that I don't want to see you more. But even then, every time I see you, it's the best. You know, I offer my best, as much as I know. Yeah. It's even better than I see you all day and just hang around, you know, and there's nothing done. Huh? Just like when you are very, very tired and you sleep well, even for 2 hours, and you feel recuperated, better than the whole night long toss and turn around. Huh? And you feel you're very tired. Is that not so? Or when you are very sincere and you meditate for about half an hour, or even 20 minutes, or even 10 minutes, in that 10 minutes, the light came, all the sounds was very strong, and you feel so recharged, like a light, tingle light of electricity run through all over your body, and you feel renewed, like a new person, even though you has been tired before. Suddenly you feel like a new person and young, and you feel good. So it's not the quantity, always is important. It is a quality, yeah? Yeah, I think I'd rather offer you my best. If you want to see somebody, might just well see it in a beautiful form, huh? Wash the eyes, huh? And have a good, very impression to bring home with, huh? Okay, so you see I try my best, and everything I offer you is the best. And I thank you for accepting whatever it is. So let's give you the last story before you go home for souvenir. All right. There was a man in China old time. His name is Hua Zi. I don't know if it's Hua or Hua. Hua means flower. Hua means maybe essence. So in Vietnam, there are many words speaking the same way. And in China, when it's translated into Vietnamese, it's one word, but it can be any mean. So you guess, all right? Or you leave it. He was in the Song Dynasty. And when he was a little bit older, like in the middle age, I had a very strange disease. He is very forgetful. Anything he forgets, he can't remember a thing. Anything he does in the morning, he forgot in the evening. And then in the evening, if somebody gave him something, next day, he completely forgot. Yeah. So, and in the middle of the journey, he would suddenly forget where he wants to go. And then when he eat in the middle of the meal, he forget whether he wants to continue to eat or not. And then sometimes he stand for all day long and he forget to sit down. And sometimes he sit down, he forget to go to sleep, etc., etc. And then he speaks something now, later he forget. He promised something and he forget. Okay, now. And his whole family has become very worried and disturbed about this fact, about this disease of the man. So they invited so many kinds of fortune tellers, psychic killers, any kind of voodoos, black magicians, white magician, blue magician, green magician, red magician, etc., etc. No one can do anything about it. And they invited all kind of medicine men in the land who were very famous. Perhaps there was an Bian Zhui and Hua Tuo at that time. Yeah, and nobody can cure him. But one day, there was a scholar from a neighboring land. And coming to that family and claim that he could cure this person's forgetfulness. So the family was very, very happy and promised him that, or the family promised, not the man, because if he promised, he probably forget. So the family promised him, if you can cure the person's forgetfulness, we will give you half of the property. Well, that's a lot, because if they could afford to invite all kind of magician, all kind of medicine men at that time, they must have been very rich. And as to dare to give the person half of the property, they must be very wealthy, huh? Okay. So you can't just use a fortune teller to cure it, or you can't use psychic power to heal it. You can't use any medicine to help him. But I will try to change his personality and to see how it will go. Perhaps it will help him. So, very simple. The scholar began to take all the clothes from the man off. And then he became cold. So he asked for clothing. You know, the middleman, the owner of the house, the boss in the house. And so later he make him starve, don't give him any food for a long time, for some time. And then people saw that he wanted food. That's already some improvement. he didn't forget to eat. So now, and then sometimes the scholar locked that person into a dark place. And then that person asked to go out into the light. So the scholar was very happy, yeah, and hopeful, and telling the family that, oh, I think his sickness can be cured. But my method is a kind of secret, so nobody can see it. Now, if you leave him with me alone for 7 days, I guarantee his forgetfulness will be forgotten. So people agree to do that, to leave him alone with the sick man for 7 days. And nobody knew what the scholar did to the sick man. But truly, after 7 days, the sickness that had plagued him for many years suddenly gone. And he remember again. And he forget to be forgetful.
感谢你坐定观赏《师徒之间》的节目，明仔请继续收看《主宰家己的命运》第二集。焦点新闻了后，会播出更加侪正面的节目，请继续锁定无上师电视台，愿上天赐予地球爱、智慧加幸福。
Thank you for joining us on Breaking Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow.For part 2 of Master Your Own Destiny. Coming up next is more positive programming right after Not War News. So please keep that dial here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven grace our planet with love, wisdom, and happiness.